From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Beginning in September, elementary students of District School Board Ontario Northeast will be able to get their education online. The board is establishing what it calls distance learning public school as an alternative to in-class instruction. DSB 1 Director Leslie Dye says the same curriculum will be taught as in the classroom, but she emphasizes that the board prefers students to be in a traditional school.
If a family chooses to go virtual, we will also have mental health supports, Indigenous supports, but the supports would be greater in our schools, but we will have some of those supports in our distance learning school as well.
DLPS will be for kindergarten through grade 8. Registration is open until April 14th. Dye says 20 families have opted for it so far. 500 people across the north are eligible for tuition-free healthcare training through Northern College. The tab is being picked up by the provincial government. It includes $3,000 for expenses and $1,000 to any employer who provides a paid work placement. Labor Minister Monty McNaughton points out that the training is short duration.
From 15 weeks up to 2 semesters. To train people for jobs as healthcare support service workers, PSWs, food service workers, and personal support assistants.
McNaughton says it will help fill in-demand jobs in long-term care homes and hospitals. Growth in the construction sector helped Canada's economy grow in January. Statistics Canada says real gross domestic product increased by 0.2% in the first month of the year. The construction industry grew for the third time in 4 months, with its largest monthly gain since last March. Well, now that the seed library at the public library in South Porcupine is 5 years old, the branch head says it's time to brand it. Louise Godette is looking for a logo, so she's holding a contest. She wants the community involved, not just South Porcupine and Porcupine.
It is all of Timmins as well. And we have a lot of great artists in our community. So I was really hoping to showcase the branding with a logo from the community.
The logo contest is open until April 30th. And when you're ready to start planting, the seed library has more than 3,000 envelopes of seeds. You can trade for your own or take what you need at no charge. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.